in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you what, I pray that you've had a good day because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we're going to rejoice in that day and we're going to be thankful for what God has done. And tonight, we're going to worship the Lord and His presence is in here and He's just going to come and touch your life tonight. So I just thank you for being here and let's just step into a time of worship and just let God continue to do on our behalf. Amen? Hallelujah.
But it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise, treasures of fate are never enough. You came along, put me back together. Every desire is now satisfied here in your love. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Jesus. Nothing, nothing is better than you. I'm not afraid to show you my weakness, my failures and flaws. Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. Your mercy and grace won't find me again. Better than you, there's nothing. Better than you, Jesus, nothing. Nothing is better than you. To show you my weakness, my failures and flaws. Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. Yeah! 'Cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. Your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. There's nothing better than you, Jesus. Nothing, nothing is better than you.
God, that you're enough. Take me back to where we started.
just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never want to leave. Oh, I'm not here for blessings. Jesus, you don't and only you satisfy my heart. And only you satisfy. And only you satisfy. Only you satisfy. Never want to leave.
for blessings. Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you more than anything. More than anything that you can do, I just want you.
More than anything, Jesus.
More than anything that you can do, I just want you.
Yeah. in the street, Jesus in the darkness over any enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountain.
I can't do it for your family. You gotta do it. Come on, say.
Presence. You know, I saw somebody post something and I just thought, you are speaking from every hurt and anger and place of bitterness that you have lived through, whether you created it or somebody else created it. But it was just praising through it. It's an old cliche thing that Christians like to say. The church I grew up in says it all the time, just praising through it. But you've not been through what I've been through. And, you know, just started saying all of that and saying, God don't care. He don't expect you to praise him through it. I'm sorry. That is wrong. That is incorrect. That's your victory.
Amen.
Your complaining is not your victory.
Amen.
You sitting down in the midst of that battle, no matter how hard it is not your victory.
Amen.
God is your victory.
Amen.
And praising him and keeping your eyes focused on him.
Amen.
Listen, there have been times where I didn't know even how to stand up. God,
Amen.
How am I going to get through this day? I don't even want to get up out of this bed.
Hallelujah.
But I trust you. That
Amen.
If I get out of this bed, you're going to direct every step.
Amen.
I trust you that if I get up out of this bed, yep. you're going to make my day good and you're going to give me peace. And I'm just going to listen to you because, God, I don't have it right now. I need you. Listen. He doesn't mind if you talk to him and tell him your hurts and pains.
Amen.
He don't mind. He's your heavenly father. If Philip goes to anybody and tells them what's bothering him, I would wish he would come to me or his dad, right? Because we're their parents. Don't go somewhere that's going to give you bad advice. Come here. Come here. And that's how God is with us. Hold on. I know you're going through a hardship. But even if you created the hardship, come to me. All you are heavy burdened and heavy laden.
Yep.
Come to me. Listen, that's a lie. Don't believe people when they're just all caught up in their own bitterness to say that it's okay. God don't expect you to praise your way through it. Then what do you think God expects you to do? Please give me a better answer. What in the world do you expect that God wants you to do in the middle of a circumstance, in the middle of a trial, in the middle of the worst day of your life? Curse him? Mm-mm. That's going to bring worse situation in your life. And especially when you created it. You know? Man, God has just given me this. Just seek me. Just come. Come to me. I want to hear your good stuff and your bad stuff. Just come to me. Because if you're still coming to me, there's enough faith in your heart to know that I'm going to do something about it. If you come to me, I know that I'm your source. That you're not just speaking it. That you're not just saying it, but I know because you're coming to me and talking to me. And he said he'll deliver us out of everything that we come up against. Right? So don't hold back your praise because you don't feel right. God is not deserving of praise depending on our circumstances. Our circumstances doesn't determine that.
Amen.
God is God. He is deserving of our praise because he is God.
Amen.
And he is worthy of it all.
Amen.
And even if it's all you can muster in that moment is, God, I trust you. Yes. I love you. Help me. If that's all you can muster, that's a praise going up to God instead of a demonic sleigh of words that comes out that's cursing your situation instead of blessing your situation. Amen.
Amen.
Man, God does understand when we go through hardships. You think Jesus never went through a hardship on this earth? I don't believe that one bit. People mocked and scorned him. Aren't you just Jesus? Aren't you just the carpenter's son? Like, don't tell me he didn't go through something. Because when you're talked about, how do you feel? You know? But there's a difference between Jesus and us. Jesus believed what his father said. Amen. Jesus believed that his purpose on this earth was to do the works of his father and do everything he spoke.
Amen.
That's the difference between us and Jesus. We just need to come to that understanding that our purpose on this earth is to love one another. Love God, the love of the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul.
Yep.
To love each other.
Yep.
And to go out there and tell those people about him.
Amen.
There's many being drawn away right now. I don't know if y'all know some people, but I do. People that have served the Lord for over 30-some years being drawn away by the lust of their flesh, the lust of this world, the pride of life. I see it, and I can't believe it. Like, I'm seeing it, and I can't believe it. But the Bible says those that can be will be deceived. They will be taken away. They will be shaken.
Amen.
There's a shaking going on, and even the very elite. So have a good foundation. Have a good foundation of who you're relying on, who you're trusting in, who you go to when situations come up. Man.
Whew, amen.
I feel his presence in here. I feel his peace in here. I feel like he really wants us to understand he is your place of refuge.
Yes.
There's no other place you need to go. Just to him. Amen.
And speaking of him being our place of refuge, right now we have an emergency prayer request for Jamie Miller. He's been rushed to the hospital. So we're just going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Jamie before you right now, God. And God, just loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into him, Father, that you would touch him. Lord, that they would find everything that's needed. And Lord, that your hand would be upon every procedure that is taken to bring him to wholeness and health and healing. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father, I ask for peace for the family.
Yes.
Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, peace and Marie and his mom and his dad and his kids. Lord God, just peace and his sister. Lord, to know that you are taking care of this. Why? Because you're God and he serves you.
Amen.
And we're coming to you.
Yes.
And we're speaking the word only. And I thank you, Lord God, for healing and for that peace to fall upon them and on Jamie in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Oh, she did send it to you too. Praise the Lord. He is good.
Yes,
he is. And he is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
listen,
he is.
Listen, do you know that moment? I thought about this when we were worshiping. That you just love somebody so much that you just want to grab them and hug them because you just love them so much. Now, I know you may not do that to your husband now, but when you first met him, you was grabbing on that man. Or your wife, you was grabbing on your wife, right? We know this. I don't know, Steve. Was she not grabbing? What did you do? No, but you know that moment that you were so full of love, so like, oh my gosh, I love this person so much that I don't want to leave them right now. Your baby, a newborn baby, you love them so much that you're just so overwhelmed by that love that you just want to grab them and just, oh. You just want to keep a hold of them, right? Understand that God has that every single minute of every single day for you.
Amen.
That's the way he is with you. He don't let Amen. Me do that any other time. I had to take advantage. But he does. He thinks that way every single minute of every single day.
Amen.
He just loves you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he does.
Thanks, baby.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Ooh.
Okay.
Are you
so going to
make an announcement?
Sure.
VBS?
No, this Saturday first.
Yes, let's Jason, do Saturday first.
You do that.
Jason is going to be here at 11 o'clock for anybody who's interested in doing outreach and those types of things. We need to be here at 11 o'clock on Saturday because we're going to have our first get-together and get started on this year's outreach events to the community. So that's going to be a blessing. So be here at 11 o'clock, and Jason Kearns will meet you here, and we'll get started, okay?
Amen. And then we have VBS on May 22nd, first. Yeah. I was getting there. I was just excited I got the date right. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. It's our first meeting for VBS, and then VBS is actually going to be July 24th. And don't forget, women, if you haven't heard, we are now having a Bible study / breakfast the first Saturday of every month. Barring Christmas and Christmas Eve, I think we'll have it no matter what. And if you can't come, I understand. What? Oh, that's truth. So we wouldn't have that problem. Don't you love friends that just keep you in line? I need it. I trust me, I need it. And then there was Move Up Sunday, June
5th.
So we're going to do Move Up Sunday for the kids. They're going to move up to the next classroom. I can't stand Move Up Sunday because I can't stand these babies getting older. I know. Like, look at Trey. I remember when I had him in 2-year-olds. Like, really? I can't. Now, I love the babies. I'm excited for them to move up. But I'm telling you, they grow up so fast. They grow up so fast.
Yes, they do.
And there's a lot of these kids in here that were either born or in this church right after they were born.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Whew. Amen. We're getting old. And we're going to have Donut Sunday that Sunday for the kids as well.
Whoa.
Nope. This is all about the babies that day. Don't look at me that way. What? You might have to get some extras. Listen, did you see the looks I just got? Listen, Jared's being the selfish one. He's the one that wants to only do it for the kids. So if you're going to tax somebody, those eyeballs right there.
So if it's only for the kids, he's not allowed to have one, right?
Oh, my. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Ooh. He said if you worked in children's church, you could have donut too.
Uh-oh.
He did not say that. I'm just playing. I am playing. Oh, you have to tell them our theme for BDS this year.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite. Oh, country? Is it Western? Oh, my God.
I was going to announce this to all the staff and all the volunteers first, but now everybody gets fun out at the same time. If you haven't already heard, for Vacation Bible School this year, we are actually bringing back one that we've done previously, but it's been several years ago, long time ago now, actually. But it is our pastor's favorite one, and it is a very fun one. So we are doing Revival Falls, USA, where faith is a way of living, and it is Western theme. So I expect some cowboy boots, hats, belt buckles, flannel, yeah. You know, all the good stuff. No That's spurs, right. though, okay? We don't need any. But, yeah, hey, we're really excited about that. I believe that it's a great time to be encouraged, challenged, and refreshed about our faith. What yes. it is, how to use it, to live by it, and so that's what we're going to do.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. That'll be fantastic. You can give that there. All right. Praise God. So children are going to children's church. All right. Praise God. You know, when we think about tithe and offering, one of my favorite things that I always talk about is that the Lord says that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessing that you cannot contain, and that he will rebuke the devourer off of your life. And so I have been praying over the last month or two that God is just going to bring you finances from places that you never even knew they were going to come from. I'm believing that people are going to get refunds. I'm believing that people are going to get money from some business adventure that they tried and failed, from an old job that they worked. They're going to find out that they still had money that they owed you. I just believe that somehow, in some unique way, the Lord is going to bring restoration to you guys. And so that's been my prayer here lately, just that God would somehow supernaturally, out of some strange way, bring you money from something that would make you think, "What? How in the world did this happen?" And I just believe that God's going to do a lot of redeeming that way. So if you get a testimony, because I've already gotten a couple, and I'm sure there's more, and I'd like to tell them, but if you get a testimony of something happening like that, you just let me know and we'll reveal it to you, okay? Because I believe that that is just critically important, what God's doing, and I love to build people's faith by him doing things like that. I had someone tell me that they were involved in a business thing that turned out to be more of a scheme than a business, and so they closed it down. And that was several years ago. And here, years later, they got a check from that. So I want you to know that you have no idea what God is doing to work on your behalf. For all you tithers out there, God is doing something, okay? So let's just have a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray your blessing over everyone, God, as they give, whether it be a tithe or an offering, Father, or if they don't have to give, that you're going to provide for them so they can, Father. And Lord, I just thank you in the name of Jesus for your blessing being upon your people, God, that you rebuke the devourer on their behalf, God, and that you are just opening up the windows of heaven for them and you're blessing their life. And Lord, I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Praise God. Well, I'm just going to read to you out of scripture right here in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 5. It says, "Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God." So each one of you that believe Jesus is the Son of God, you have the power in you to overcome the world and the challenges that come your way. "This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by the water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one." And so what we're going to do on the next several weeks is we are going to be talking about the Holy Ghost and how we're just going to be talking about how sometimes we go a long time and we don't talk about, you know, we talk about the Father, we talk about Jesus, but sometimes I think we need to talk about the Holy Ghost,
because it says these three are one. So the work that is done in your life is done with all three. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, all three of the Godhead have to be working on your behalf to bring things to pass in your life. Just like this, when the Word was spoken, it says in the beginning was the Word. But it also said the Spirit of God hovered over the earth. And so I want you to know that the Father was in heaven giving commands, but the Word of God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost were working together to bring things to pass on the earth. Amen? So we got to recognize that these three are one, that the Holy Ghost is not an it. Amen? He's part of the Godhead. And so we want to make sure that we know he's available to us, just like Jesus, you know, the first, and we'll talk about all this, but Jesus saves us, and it's the Holy Ghost that regenerates us. Amen? And then after that, after Jesus becomes Lord and Savior and comes to live in your heart, you have the possibility of having the Holy Ghost be a part of your life in that way. Amen? And so we'll get to those things as we move forward, but I just wanted to show a couple times here where it talks about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost all together. And so it says here in Matthew 28 and verse 18, it says, Jesus came and spake to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. So go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. You know, in 1 John 20:20, it says that we have an unction from the Holy One who will reveal to us all things. And it says that the Holy Ghost is going to come and be our teacher. Amen? In the book of John. Chapter 14, I just want to read a couple different things here. And in John 14, 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And Jesus is speaking here, teaching on us about the Holy Ghost, and he calls him the Comforter, and that means one called alongside to help. He's our helper, and he's the one that helps us with the events that we have going on in life. In fact, whenever you get that convicted feeling that helps you make an adjustment, that's the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost comes upon us and he touches our lives and he makes us make adjustments that are pleasing to the Father. Amen? And it says here, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So we're starting to understand that Jesus, even in one scripture, which I'll read to us at another time, but even in the Bible here, it says that Jesus says, that it's expedient that I go, or the Holy Ghost cannot come to you. And he says it's expedient that I go up so that the Holy Ghost can come and be the one who's working with us and in us while we're here on this earth. Amen? And so down here a little further, it says this in verse 24, verse 24. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto thee. So again, what I want you to know is the one who is really teaching you when you read the Word of God and revelation comes to you, that's the Holy Ghost teaching you. And so we need to be available to understand that all three, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, work together in our life to give us our relationship with God. Amen? And I just want you to know that it's very important for us to be open-minded
towards the Holy Ghost and all that he has available for us and all that he wants to do for us. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So the Lord wants us to have the Holy Ghost working in our life so that we don't have these things. Remember, the Lord says that I do not give you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen? And so these are all things that we start to find are part of what the Holy Ghost does to help us in this thing called life. Amen? I want you to show you early on where the Lord, that the where the Holy Ghost came to help Jesus. And we're going to look right here in Luke chapter 3 and verse 22, I believe. Yeah. We'll read in verse 21. It says, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. And I want you to know something, that the Holy Ghost even fell upon Jesus to strengthen him to do the work that Jesus did while he was here. The Bible says in Acts, which we'll get into later on in the weeks to come, but it says in the book of Acts that Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost and with power. Amen? And so we want to know that the Holy Spirit comes to work within us and that he will work in us and that the Lord is with us to receive the Holy Ghost and to have him working on our behalf. It says in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience worketh experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So we even see here that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the power of the Holy Ghost working on our behalf and working with us. And we're going to look again here in the book of Luke. And Luke, it says this, in Luke 11:9, it says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So I want you to know something, that everything about the kingdom of God is about asking, seeking, and letting it be given to you. Amen? And so what we need to understand is that when it comes to the Holy Ghost is something that we're going to have to ask the Lord for and receive, okay? For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of my father, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will you give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will you offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil or natural people, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him? Hallelujah. You know, I just think sometimes it's important for us to remember how important the Holy Ghost is to be a part of our life. And I want you to know that oftentimes when that still voice is moving on you, it is the Holy Ghost speaking through you to try to help you do many different things. There's a scripture that says that when you're under pressure, don't worry about what you'll say, because during that hour, the Holy Ghost will give you words to speak. So we want to make sure that we are just allowing God to move through us through the power of the Holy Ghost and through the power of what God has for us. I'm going to go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to begin to read here. And it says in verse 29, Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Wow. Look what it says here. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. And then it gives us some things here that are grieving to the Lord. And the Lord is constantly teaching us by the power of the Holy Ghost how to make sure that we're living in a way that's pleasing to Him. Amen? And so here we see that He does not want you to grieve the Holy Ghost. Amen? Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen. But we have got to understand that there are things about our character and our nature that must be brought to a certain place so that we can make sure that the Holy Ghost is able to work in our life. And so if we're grieving the Holy Ghost, He's going to have to pull back from us. And we don't want that. We don't want the Holy Ghost to have to pull back from us. So we want to make sure that anger and all these different things that could separate us are something that we're aware of and something that we work against. Amen? And something that we work to make sure is not a part of our life so that we can make sure that we are able to be able to work with the Holy Ghost working on our behalf. I'm going to go back up here to Romans chapter 14 just for a minute because I want you to see what it says here. It says in Romans 14:16, "Let not therefore your good be evil spoken of. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of him, and approved of men." I want you to know something, that our walk with the Lord should be a walk that brings us to the place of righteousness, peace, and joy. And we're going to find that righteousness, peace, and joy in our relationship through the Holy Ghost working with the Lord. Amen? And so I want us all to be available to know that righteousness, peace, and joy belongs to us, and it's going to come by us working with the Holy Ghost to be able to let us be a part of different things that God has for us. In the weeks to come, we're going to talk about being filled with the Holy Ghost. We're going to talk about the 9 gifts of the Spirit that are part of the Holy Ghost, that's part of our life. And we're going to start looking into these things and walking into these things so that we can walk in what God has for us concerning faith and the life that we're supposed to live and what God has for us. We're going to look here at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, or 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And it says in verse 12, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of Christ, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." I want us to understand something, that not only do we have the mind of Christ, but we have the ability of the Holy Ghost to teach us things. And when the Holy Ghost teaches us things, they're not natural, but they are spiritual. And they are spiritually discerned, and they are powerful. And when the Spirit of God teaches us, it adds to us life, and life more abundantly. Amen? Because the Bible says that the Holy Ghost, when we are led of the Spirit, and when we are walking in things of God, that we are walking in life. Amen? And that the Spirit of God brings us to life, and that these things are important for us to know, that it says here that we have the mind of Christ. Amen? That means that once we're saved, we can replace fear with confidence. Means that since we are saved now, we can replace anxiety and fear and worry with a confidence and with a solidness that we should know that God is with us and working on our behalf. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Boy, for all I wrote down, that doesn't seem like I preached very long, does it? Huh? Well, I tell you what, at least for today, we're going to be closing this thing out in just a minute here. But I just want to ask some questions here. And you can raise your hand if you're comfortable, or if you're not, don't have to. But how many people in here are filled with the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
All right, very good. How many people in here would like to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Amen. Well, I believe that as we come together and we teach over these next few weeks, I'm going to teach you what the infilling of the Holy Ghost is. And I believe that we're going to have people filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes.
In fact, the Lord told me to teach this because he said there's people that have been wanting to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And there's people that need to know more about the Holy Ghost. And the Lord told me to teach on this subject for that reason. Amen. And for some of us who've been filled for a long time, guess what? It's going to be a time of refreshing. It's going to be a time of us being restirred. It's going to be a time of us being refreshed in God and being filled with God. And so I want all of us to get ready, because over the next few weeks, we're going to teach on the 9 gifts of the Spirit. So we're going to teach on prophecy. We're going to teach on discerning of spirits. We're going to teach on the gifts of healing and working of miracles. And we're just going to talk about this stuff because these things are available to you as Christians.
Amen.
These are not just things that a pastor does or certain people does. This is available to every believer that will take the journey to receive.
Amen.
You have access to the Holy Ghost because we are all equal. Amen?
Yes.
And so we're going to be going over these things, and this is what we're going to be focused on for the next several weeks. So I thank you for being here. God bless you. And let's do it again here on Sunday. Amen.